with his discussion of how in almost all deos and midos, a person is supposed to follow the midah of Einonis. But tonight, we just want to focus on one example of what the midah of Einonis entails. The Rambam says in Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that deos have yesh l'chol echad ve'echad mibnei Adam v'zu mishuna mizu v'cholka mimenu v'yoser. People have different dispositions. No two people are alike. Their dispositions are different. And the Rambam gives examples. Yesh Adam shu bal chema koes tamid, person who has a temper, always becoming angry. And some are so laid back almost to the point of apathy. Then the Rambam, skipping a couple of examples, he says, Yeshu bal taiva, will sisba nafsho mehaloch betava. A person has very strong material desires for food, for drink. The yeshu bal leiv tohor ma'od, and at the other end of the spectrum, you can have someone who's so pure that lo yisave afilu dvarim ma'atim shaguf tzarach lahem. The other extreme is that the person doesn't even have appetite. He doesn't even have desire to eat a basic diet necessary to sustain himself. And then he goes on to give examples in terms of other deos and midos, in terms of money and the like. The Rambam then says that Hadarach HaYishara hi midah beinonis, the middle route. V'hi hadeya shehi v'choka mishtei haksavos. It's far from both extremes. So now, what's the midah beinonis? What's the midah beinonis when it comes to eating, when it comes to food and drink? So the Rambam says, v'chem lo yisave elu l'dvarim shaguf tzarech lahen, v'i efshel liyaz b'zulasa. Right, so the midah beinonis, right, so we generally think that when we decline the third slice of pizza, that we have been mekayem the Rambam's midah beinonis. But that's not exactly the, maybe he ate a lot of the pizza, but that's not exactly the example which the Rambam gives. The Rambam says that the midah beinonis is that a person is only misaveh for that which the body needs to be healthy, and that he can't be healthy otherwise. Kinyan shenem at tzadik ochel l'sov ha'nafsha. Rambam emphasizes this again in Perek Gimel when he talks about b'chol drachecha do'ehu, how a person should gear everything he does towards avodas Hashem. And the Rambam says, as an example of that, v'chein kishayochal v'yishter v'yivol lo yosin v'libo lasos dvarim ha'elu kedei lehonos bovad. A person shouldn't be motivated by pleasure. Ad she nimtza she'eno ochel v'shosa ala hamosuk l'cheich. So that a person will only eat or drink what's literally sweet to the palate. Ela yosim alibo sheyochal v'yishter kedei lahavros gufo ve'evar bilvat. A person should try to cultivate, to inculcate within himself that when he eats and drinks, it's to keep himself healthy, to maintain his health. V'fichach lo yochal kol shehachech mis'aveh kekele v'chamor. Ela yochal dvarim hamo'ilim laguf im morim im mesukim. Okay, this is one Mari Malkum. Another Mari Malkum, if you look at the beginning of the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish has a collection of different ma'amorim, I think it described as shesaurus for Talmud Torah, for inyoni emunah and the like. And in that context, he refers to a Tosfos later in Ksubis. Tosfos is commenting on the Gemara and the Kuf Dalid, where the Gemara that describes that b'shas p'tirasa shel Rebbe zakaf eser etzba osav klape maila, and Amar Ribono shel Olam goliv yadur lefanecha sheyagati be'eser etzba osai b'Torah v'lo nehanesi afilu be'etzba k'tan. So Rebbe gave that edus about himself, that nothing he did, right, despite the fact that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us how wealthy and affluent the Rebbe's household was, and the delicacies that were available, Rebbe said, "I didn't have any hanoah." Tosfos there quotes from a medrash, and this is what the Chazon Ish quotes: "Daminan b'medrash ad she'odem mispala sheyikanes Torah l'toch gufo." Yispalel shelo yikonsu ma'adanim l'toch gufo. And the Medrash Tosfos goes on to say, "May say, hay uvdo de Rebbe." And the Medrash illustrates this idea that as a prerequisite for being kone Torah, a person first has to be mispalel shelo yikonsu ma'adanim l'toch gufo. So what's the point? The point obviously is not asceticism. There's no. That's not what Chazal were encouraging, and that's obviously not what we're discussing. But the point is, we live in a very, very affluent society. And while, unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, poverty does exist, most people, Baruch Hashem, not only don't have the nisayon of oni, but most people, if anything, have the nisayon of osha. And what this Halacha in the Rambam illustrates, but that Medrash which Tosfos in Ksuvos quotes illustrates, is that even when a person has the financial resources, if a person lives too materialistic a life, if the life is too negushimdik, so that prevents developing the ruchnius. And that's what the Medrash, what Chazal is saying. Again, it doesn't mean that a person, even if he can afford more, can only eat the pas b'melech tochal v'al v'oretz tishan. It doesn't mean that. But clearly it has implications for us. It has implications for what kind of cars we buy and drive. So Baruch Hashem, a person is blessed with the ability to be able to afford a certain type of car. But the question is, you know, at what point, and again, this is not a pitch for asceticism. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sukkah, you know, things that give a person hachovis das, adira noah gives a person hachovis das, and all of that is Chazal say it, so it's true, and we know it also from our experience that it's true and it's important. But at a certain point, when one has the financial resources, one can cross the line which separates hachovis hadas from ma'adanim. And at a certain point, we get involved in this stira of ma'adanim nichnasim l'toch gufo, and the type of pampered, materialistic personality which it cultivates is not entirely consistent with she'ifos of a Ben Torah. So again, and this applies across the board. Again, the examples which these Ma'amorim focus on are Achila and Shtiyah, and it does apply there as well. But it certainly applies. It's a whole lifestyle. It's a whole lifestyle. The kind of cars a person drives, type of clothing a person wears. Again, a person is supposed to be dressed in a bekavedika way, right? Mani mechadusa. It's mechaved as a adam. A person is supposed to be dressed properly. And yet, we all know, right? We all intuit that there's a line between being dressed properly in a bekavedika, dignified fashion, supporting the Saxon's School of Business, and there's a line between all that which is good, and then there's a point at which one crosses that line, and it's begeder ma'adanim l'toch gufo. How we make our simchas, weddings, bar mitzvahs, and the like. Again, so it's an occasion for simcha. It's an occasion for a sudas mitzvah. It warrants and it deserves expense which is entailed in making such a wedding. Does it justify blowing $100,000, even if a person has that money? Even if a person has so much money that the $100,000 doesn't make a dent? Even if the bill for the florist, again, it doesn't make a dent in the bank account, but is it consistent with the midah beinonis, with the type of moderation? And again, the Rambam's moderation, when the Rambam Hilchos Deos is quoted, and as it deserves to be, in terms of moderation, but we often don't realize that the Rambam's idea of what moderation involves and our idea of what moderation involves, they're not always in sync. And again, throughout, across the board, it also has to do with vacations. Agav, before we leave the question of simchas, when it comes to your wedding, so then it's your parents' call, and there shouldn't be any machlokas. Nothing we're talking about tonight is to create any discord. But when it comes, and Yetz Hashem, to your children's wedding or your children's bar mitzvah, when you're the balabas of it, so it's a hashkafa, which is very important to remember. And again, it's independent of whether or not the Ribon Shel Olam gives one the bracha of not having to worry about money. And another example, again in terms of lifestyle, is vacations. Vacations. Again, the Rambam in Shmona Prakim talks about the need to relax. The Rambam describes going for a walk in an orchard and looking at the trees, and I think in that context he quotes the Gemara we mentioned before about Hachavas Das. So certainly in under that rubric one includes vacations as well. So this is not an anti-vacation pitch, but the question is, in terms of what kind of personality a person is cultivating, again, yesh v'yesh. I'm not going to give examples, but I think it's clear what the applications are. And across the board, a person always has to be mindful of, again, there's a line between hachavas hadas and similar important and absolutely justifiable notions, and then there's a line when it's no longer hachoras das and we're sort of just being morehet el atzmeinu, but it's really ma'adanim l'toch gufo. The Sforno comments in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Daru kol adas bnei Yisrael, v'amato aleim kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. Achas shehishra shchinaso b'Yisrael, l'kadsham l'chaye olam, k'mo shehoyisa hakavono b'omo v'atem tiyu li mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, ובאומרו כי אני השם המעלה אסכם מארץ מצרים ליוס לכם לאלוקים וייסם קדושים אומר אתה שהכוונה, I just skipped a couple of lines, בכל אלה האזהרות היא שיהיו קדושים וזה כדי שידמו ליוצרם וזה ביר אתה ואומרו כי קדוש אני השם אלוקיכם וראוי שתדמו אליי כפי האפשר בעיון ובמעשה ולהשיג זה ההידמוס ביה שנצטרך לשמוס המצוות הכסובות בלוח הראשון שכל הכוונה בהם היא לחיי עולם בלבד. Sforno has a very interesting definition of Kedusha here. Very interesting definition of Kedusha. Again, so we all know that Rashi says Kedusha means Purushim and Arayos, right? And the Ramban expands that and says that it doesn't only mean Prishus from that which the Torah has explicitly assured, but it means Prishus from things which would otherwise have been considered Dvarim Mutarim, not to be a glutton, etc. But the Sforno has yet, he takes this a little bit further in terms of defining what Kedusha means. And in so doing, perhaps he's also addressing a question, and that is the following, right? If the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, so why do we need a special mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu? So the Torah should tell us, somewhere there should be a pasuk, that the Ribono Shel Olam is Nikra Kadosh, and then with the mitzvah of Halachta B'drochav, so we know that we too have to emulate that midah of Mahu, Afata. So why does the Torah have to single it out and say, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem? I'm not sure whether he has it in mind, but I think what he says, that is what all the Rishonim say, addresses it as well. And that is, for the Sforno, ultimately the definition of Kedusha means Nitzchius. Achas shehishra shchinaso b'Yisrael l'kadsham l'chaye olam. So Kedusha implies Nitzchius. How so, just semantically? So apparently in terms of the semantics, because again, Kadosh does mean set aside. It means mufrash, right? You can even have, that's what hekdesh means, right? That something has been consecrated. It has been set aside. It has been set aside. But it also then has the sense, in a sense of being transcendent, right? If a person can transcend olam hazeh, right? In that sense, to be mufrash or muvdal, right? To be mufrash or muvdal, from the finitude and from the mortality of Olam Hazeh. So that's what Kedusha is. Kedusha is, again, is Nitzchius. So is that at odds? Is that at odds with Rashi and the Ramban's emphasis of Kedosh and Tiyu, that it comes to preclude being a novel Bishus HaTorah? The answer is no, that's exactly the point. That a person, when a person adopts a lifestyle, he has to ask himself whether or not the lifestyle he's adopting, the tchunas hanefesh, which he will thereby cultivate and inculcate within himself, so does that prepare him for nitzchius? Does that prepare him for nitzchius, right? So does the lexus, does that prepare one for nitzchius? Or is that molded a teva in a person, which on the contrary, the more a person molds his personality in terms of, in a pampered way, vis-a-vis dvarim gashmiim, so the less conducive he makes himself to accommodate chayim nitzchiyim. And that's why kedusha, on the one hand, yeah, it means moderation. It means not becoming what would otherwise have been a novel b'shus ha-Torah, because only in that way is a person cultivating, again, a sensibility, an orientation, which is oriented towards what is the ultimate fulfillment of Kedusha, as the Sforno defines, of Chaim Nitzchim.